Tampa's Organizing for America and the Florida Consumer Action Network organized an event in Julian B. Lane Park in Tampa this past Saturday. John Bavona, the state field director for Organizing for America, a grassroots group linked with President Obama, explains why.
Across the state, we have healthcare community service events to tie down the national issue of healthcare down to the local level and really start a discussion in our communities about the need for healthcare reform.
This reform is controversial, but volunteers came out to show their support and provide health services and information. Damon Vu, a Tampa physician, was at the event to provide any medical services if necessary. He supports reforming healthcare.
We should get some sort of healthcare reform in the U.S. to cover our residents, and that's something I feel very strongly about as a physician, because I have patients who come to my office who recently have lost jobs and can't get the necessary coverage, and I feel that that's something that that's not right.
Former Democratic State Senator Les Miller, who is now running for Hillsborough County Commissioner, was asked to attend based on his own experiences with health care.
I was asked to come here, and they were talking about health. And to me, health is very important. Being a three-time cancer survivor and having a daughter that's a cancer survivor and a wife that's a cancer survivor, it's always good to talk about health prevention. The only way you can maintain good health prevention is to catch it early. And when you start talking about it and telling people to get screened and go to doctors, it's vitally important. So I just came out here to give my support for that.
Winifred Pietjung of Brandon also had a story about her healthcare experiences. While visiting in Alabama, her 23-year-old daughter had an asthma attack but feared seeking medical help due to costs.
Convince her to take her to the hospital, and the bill presented to us was $1,100 plus. I think that this is quite usurious. Healthcare should be made a little more reasonable, and this is why we're participating today, with the hope that we could establish an appropriate healthcare reform.
Kenneth Caldwell from Valrico was one volunteer from the Drug and Alcohol Comprehensive Counseling of Tampa to showcase the different programs they offer for the young and the elderly.
We want to talk about and maybe just help people become more aware of healthy choices.
Franklin Beadle from San Antonio represented the Lions Club International and gave free screenings on their diabetes screening grant.
We're trying to get out to the communities that need it, and generally the grant is targeting Blacks, Hispanics, and children, because we find that those people don't get the medical care that they possibly should.
Although Congress is off this week for the 4th of July break, key senators are reported to be working on finalizing language on legislation. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Lindsay Cradwell.